1039 WDKX. It's your girl Jazzy T. And on the line with me right now, I got a female. I don't even know. I can't even put you in a category. She does so much, from a businesswoman to a jingle writer, a songstress, a mom, a freestylist. I mean, you do so much that you created your own genre.
Yes, so I want to welcome
Anaya Lamise to the show. Welcome, welcome, Anaya.
Hey, I'm excited to be on. Thank y'all for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. So you literally did create your own genre. First of all, let's go ahead and talk about Solar. It was the name of your debut album, but it's actually an acronym. So can you break that down for us?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So Solar is an acronym for storytelling over lyrics and rhymes. The way I came up with that is pretty unique, actually. In my opinion, I feel like the element of storytelling is kind of dying out in music. I don't think that, we incorporate true stories as much as we used to back in the, for the 99 and the 2000s. my core is, blues, gospel, country music, things like that. So I wanted to put the real life situations back in music, which is why I chose to call it Solar.
Wow. So you already threw me for a whole nother loop. You talking about country. I mean, you are from Houston, Texas, baby.
Yeah. You already know that. we country out here by default.
Right. So where are you quarantining from right now?
Where am I quarantining from right now? I'm actually at my videographer's house. I've been over here in Houston. We've been here locked in the studio working on music.
Nice. So I saw the little clip on IG. Best thing.
Yes, ma'am. You already know.
So I already know that that your videographer is being put to work at all. He is an essential worker, as are you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to keep the people entertained.
Exactly. Nice. So Best Thing, that's the single that we're playing right now. But a lot of people first heard about you when you were doing covers. You did this one cover of Ella Mai's song, Boot Up. Put that remake out. Just kind of like relive that moment for me when you started seeing those numbers and those views just rapidly rise.
Oh, man. First of all, shout out to Ella Mai, DJ Mustard. I always sit and play around with familiar beats. That's pretty much where I started it, doing the covers or the remakes rather. I got online one day, the Boot Up song just happened to be the hottest song on the charts at the time. So the timing was absolutely perfect. But I didn't plan for it to work out that way though. I went, got online, did the remake, posted it, went to sleep. And I want to say within about 48 hours, I jumped from 4,900 followers to over 200,000 in 2 days. Yeah, and the numbers just kept climbing after that. So it ain't stopped yet.
Right. No, I mean, and a lot of people, I won't say a lot of people, but some people, they have that viral moment and they don't know what to do with it. Right.
Yeah.
So how were you able to flip that into a lucrative career that could, get you the type of notoriety that you're getting now? And I heard that you actually had some offers from some labels and different things like that. But how did you, as the businesswoman that you are, like, what was your first step? Like, I got everybody's eyes. I got everyone's ears. This is what my next move is.
Yeah. The first thing, of course, I wanted to make sure that I linked up with the right team. I didn't want to make it. I was excited, but I didn't want to make the mistake of letting my excitement work for me. You know what I mean? So I made sure that I put a solid team in place. And then we took meetings with the record labels, and ultimately I ended up signing with Empire. Shout out to Empire. Empire versus everybody. ultimately chose Empire. And I'm just so proud to be partnered with that label because It's the way artist contracts should be. I own my own masters. I have I have a lot of creative control at Empire. They've become my family. So the first step was just making sure I chose the right team, and I did exactly that.
Yes, indeed. So singer, rapper, the freestyle. One of the things I was really impressed with though, the so Annihilators, right? That's your team. That's the fan base. Shout out to Annihilators. During a pandemic, let me tell you, Anaya, you out here making masks.
I had to. Look, let me tell you about that way before we even go there. I dropped these masks 2 years ago, Jazzy. 2 years
Okay.
ago. And they, I mean, you know, my Annihilators support me regardless. They was, you know, they was copping them, whatever. But I'm talking about now, I can't restock fast enough. It's crazy.
Man, so I mean, you had the vision like how did 2 years ago? So we're talking 2018, right around the time you first went viral. Why did you choose that product to begin with?
Okay, I might shock you with this one, but it's the truth. Okay, so I always say that you know, I have a rather childish face. I got a baby face, so when I smile, I go from grown woman to a 6-year-old instantly. So
Oh, you were trying to cover up your smile?
I got fat cheeks. So I told my sister, who's the designer of the masks, Camellia, my oldest sister. I was like, "Man, sister, I need something to make me look, you know, like fierce. I want to look different and cool. Just make me a mask because I look like a kid, so I want to look grown up." So she made me a mask,
Wow.
and she put the Annihilator, my Annihilator logo over it, and it just took off as a look. And I was like, "This is pretty cool. I'll drop them on the website." Dropped them, they did okay, but now that they're a demand, now that they're in high demand, the response has been amazing. I'm super proud of it.
My goodness, look how God works.
Yeah, for real though. He's like, "I'm gonna turn your insecurity into some change for you because you tripping."
You have a beautiful smile. I love a chubby cheek. I love a
Oh,
chubby cheek.
thank
So
you. I'm
don't.
like, I'm 30 years old out here with chubby with a fat face.
What do you want for what do you want to see after the shutdown is over? You're able to get back out into the world. Like, what are your goals post-pandemic?
Man, listen, Corona then came through and said, "I got something for all y'all." I was actually supposed to go on tour just before the world shut down. I was working on that. I had just started my pre-tour, and we were getting ready for the, you know, for the big tour. So I do plan on picking that back up. God willing, we will hop right back into it and just, you know, pick back up. The first city should have been New York. So big prayers
Well,
up for New York
that's
right
a
now.
great place to start. We're here in upstate New York right now, but as a person
Dope.
who's coming out and being able to sell shows in New York City, I mean, that's huge. Congratulations.
Listen, I've never been to New York before. I'm super lit about it. They finna have my country blood out there. I ain't never been there before. That's where my biggest fan base is in New York. Like when I really took off out here in this industry, New York had my back first, which is crazy because I'm from Houston. So, super excited about opening the tour in New York. I can't wait to get there and love on my babies out there.
Yes. Oh my gosh, so exciting. And just with that whole genre that you created and ability to do so many different, styles, I'm wondering what kind of guests you might take on tour with you.
Oh, you know what? Wow. I hadn't thought of that. I hadn't even thought that far, but whoever it is, they gotta be lit because Lamise gets lit on stage, baby. I let it all out. I interact with my annihilators. I might shake a tail feather or two, you know. I throw merch. I take pictures. I do it all. I do it all. So whoever chooses to come along, they gotta have some energy, girl. Big
Nice.
bubbly personality like me.
Of course, of course. And I want to give a shout out to your older sister, not only for making the mask, but for getting engaged. And also shout out to Little Man up in the video.
Austin. My son, girl, listen, he is a character all by himself. If I don't make a dime out of this music industry, he gonna make us some money because he is an actor, okay?
I love it.
He's an actor and he loves the camera. He's super excited about everything I got going on. He's really supportive. He's mommy's biggest fan. That's my baby. Shout out to Austin. Hey Austin, mommy loves you.
I love it. Anaya Lamise is on the line right now. Houston, Texas representative. Annihilated stand up right here on 103.9 WDKX.